When he came to Navadvip, he appeared to the ordinary people to be a beggar, wearing torn clothes, traveling alone. He came to Advaitacharya's house and sat in the courtyard. Advaita looked at him, was thinking, who is this? There's something very special about this person. He was staring at him. Then he approached Ishwarapuri and asked, who are you and why have you come? Ishwarapuri replied from the very core of his heart that I am the lowest, most wretched, sinful Sudra. I have come to see you. Knowing that he was a very special soul, Mukunda Dutt began to sing a beautiful kirtan glorifying the Leela of Vrindavan. Ishwarapuri then uncontrollably fell into a trance of ecstasy. When the devotees saw this, they could immediately understand, this is Ishwarapuri. Each day he would speak the glories of Lord Krishna in the association of those devotees. One day he was walking by the banks of Ganga when he met Nimai Pandit. Nimai offered his prostrations at his lotus feet. Who are you? My name is Nimai Pandit. Oh, you are the great Nimai Pandit, I have heard. Nimai invited him home. Sachi Devi prepared prasad. What are you laughing for? What you don't understand is I'm sitting here listening to Krishnanand and repeating what he's saying. The Lord served him with his own hands. And then throughout the day and night, the Lord begged Ishwarapuri, please enlighten us in Harikatha. And he spoke about Lord Krishna. He was staying at Gopinath Acharya's home. Gadadhar Pandit became very, very dear to him. Each day, Gadadhar and Nimai would come to visit him. And he would read from a book that he had composed entitled Krishna Lilamrita. He asked Nimai to edit the book by correcting mistakes. At that time, Nimai Pandit was challenging every scholar he would see to debate and defeating them. But he said to Ishwarapuri that you are a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. And anything a pure devotee speaks or writes is perfect because it is done with devotion. And anyone who thinks there's a mistake in the words of a pure devotee is condemned to be a great offender. No, you correct. One day in a mood of service, he made one correction and his Guru Maharaj defeated him to show that actually it wasn't a mistake. And the Lord, for the first time, admitted defeat with great happiness. After a few months, Ishwarapuri left Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya told his mother one day that he was going to go to Gaya to perform the Shraddha Pinda for his deceased father. at Gaya, he came to the footprints of Lord Vishnu. Torrents of tears began to flow from his eyes, hearing the glories of the lotus feet of the Lord. At that time, Ishwarapuri came into the temple, and Lord Chaitanya surrendered to him. He said to Ishwarapuri, "I have come on pilgrimage to Gaya in order to deliver my forefathers. By performing this Shraddha, I can deliver one forefather. But just by seeing you, hundreds and millions of forefathers will be liberated. You are the very essence of all holy places." Ishwarapuri replied that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I know this in my heart. Ever since I came to Navadvipa and met you, my heart can only think of you. Day and night, I simply think of you. And when I think of you, the same love and affection comes into my heart as when I think of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya replied, "I am your servant, and I am very fortunate to meet you here." After taking the blessings of Ishwarapuri, Lord Chaitanya performed all the rituals that are prescribed in Gaya. One day he was cooking prasad. Just when he completed the cooking, Ishwarapuri came to the door. The Lord was just making the offering. Ishwarapuri laughed and said, "It appears I have come at the right time." The Lord said, "You please come and take prasad." Ishwarapuri said, "You divide it in two." He said, "No, no, no, you take everything." The food that he made for himself, he served with his own loving hands to his devotee. After this, the Lord, with great humility, begged Ishwarapuri to give him initiation. Ishwarapuri said, "You are asking for initiation? It is I who am surrendering to you. I will give you my life." As a service, he offered Lord Chaitanya diksha into the mantra of Sri Krishna. And he also gave him an order that in this age of Kali, there is no means of deliverance except the chanting of the holy names. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalona Steva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatiranyata. Now you go out into the world and you spread this Harinam Sankirtan movement. It was not until he received this order from Srila Ishwarapuri that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated the Sankirtan movement. It wasn't until he received the mercy of Ishwarapuri that the Lord began to manifest his ecstatic love. He became a Vaishnava. When the Lord was 24 years old, he accepted sannyas, went to Puri. From Puri, he traveled for several years through South India. He returned to Purushottam Kshetra and decided he would come to Vrindavan. In his first attempt, he got as far as Kanai Natashala, but then Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami told him, "Better you go another time with only a few people, because now there's millions of people following you." On his way back, he stopped in Shantipur. And then he decided to visit the birthplace of his spiritual master, Srila Ishwara Puri. Also, at that time, Srivas Pandit was living here. Because when the Lord left Navadvip to take sannyas, Srivas was thinking, the Lord will never come back to this place because Vishnupriya and is here. So what is the use of this place if the Lord is not here? He couldn't tolerate seeing the places of the Lord's pastimes, knowing that the Lord had left. So he shifted to Kumarahata. And here with his brothers, he was constantly engaged in the mood of separation and chanting the Sankirtan of the Holy Name.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
While in Kumarahata, he asked Srivas, I see that you're not doing any work. I see that you're just chanting and hearing about Krishna all day. How are you going to maintain your family? Srivas said, I have everything I need. He said, well, how are you getting it? You're a householder. You have children. You have brothers and you have his wife, Malini. So why don't you just take sannyas if you're not going to work? Srivas said, I cannot take sannyas. I am not qualified to take sannyas. Then how are you going to maintain yourself? Please tell me. Srivas didn't say anything. He said, please tell me, how are you going to maintain yourself? Answer this question. This took place here in Kumarahata. Srivas answered in a very mysterious way. He said, 1, 2, 3. The Lord asked, what is this clapping hands, 1, 2, 3? What is the answer? How will you maintain your life? Srivas replied, 1, 2, 3. The Lord said, please tell me, what is the mystery of this 1, 2, 3? He said, if I clap my hands 3 times and the Lord doesn't provide what I need for my sustenance, then on that very day I will tie rope around my neck, put a vessel around that rope, and drown myself in the river Ganga. When the Lord heard that Srivas had that much faith in Krishna, he roared in ecstasy. Srivas, Krishna will provide everything for you. You are such a dear devotee. You have such faith. You have such devotion. That even if there's such a drought, that Lakshmi Devi herself has to go door to door begging, Krishna will provide everything you need. Bring it personally right to your doorstep. This is my promise. Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paryubhashate tesham nitya bhayuktanam yogakshemam vahamya. If one surrenders to Krishna with such wholehearted devotion, Krishna provides what he provides what he lacks and carries what he has. Protects what he has and carries what he lacks. The Lord used Srivas as the most brilliant illustration of this verse from Bhagavad Gita. The Lord then came to this place. When he entered this vicinity of Kumarahata, he became ecstatic. His limbs began to tremble. Tears were flowing profusely from his eyes. His voice was choked up. He could not speak any other word except Ishwarapuri, Ishwarapuri, Ishwarapuri. This is the birthplace of Ishwarapuri. feeling such separation from his Guru Maharaj, he rolled in the dust here. Then he very carefully collected some of the dust from this holy place and ate it. As he was tasting the nectar of that earth, with tears flowing from his lotus-like eyes, he offered a prayer. He said, "This is the earth from the birthplace of my spiritual master, Ishwarapuri. This earth is my greatest wealth. It is my only wealth. It is my life. It is my breath. It is the only thing I have that will keep me alive." Then he took some dirt and put it in a little bag and tied it in his outer cloth. And for years and years after that, every single day, the Lord would take a little bit of that dirt, and with tears of love for Ishwarapuri in his eyes, he would eat it. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Ishwarapuri Dittipad ki. The place where Lord Chaitanya collected the earth to eat became such an important sacred place for Gaudiya Vaishnavas that hundreds and thousands of people would come here as a tradition and collect earth and take it with them and eat a little every day with the hope that by doing so they will have shraddha or faith and dedication to their spiritual master. And because so many people took dirt from that spot, it became a huge hole in the ground. And during the monsoon season, it became a kund, a beautiful lake, which is today called Mahatirtha Sri Chaitanya Doba, the place where we just took Achman, is the lake, at the place that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his pure love and devotion for his spiritual master and taught the world by this action. So, when Ishwarapuri disappeared from the world, he left a final instruction to two of his intimate disciples, Govinda and Kashishwar, that you should go and you should become the personal servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They came to Puri and expressed their desire. The Lord was confused. He turned to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and said, "How is this possible? They are my god brothers. They were the personal servants of my Guru Maharaj, Ishwarapuri. Therefore, they're worshipable to me. How can I accept service from them?" Prabhupada explains, one should never consider oneself a master of a god brother. One should not accept service from a god brother or a god sister. One should understand that they are worshipable because of their relationship with your spiritual master. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied that yes, there are etiquettes that must be observed. However, the order of the spiritual master stands supreme. And it was the order of Ishwarapuri that Govinda and Kashishwar be your personal servants. So the highest principle is to honor the order of your spiritual master to them. Then Lord Chaitanya accepted them as his personal servants. But he always saw them as the representatives of his Guru Maharaj. while we are here, we should pray. Pray that we can open our hearts and truly understand what Kumarahata represents to each devotee's life. It represents the essence of spiritual life. It represents Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching of how to properly be the servant of the servant of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya told us that the ultimate perfection is Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Dasa Das Anudas, to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Ishwarapuri was the dear servant of Madhavendra Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the dear servant of Ishwarapuri. This is parampara. Faith in the spiritual master, the scripture says, if one has implicit faith, then all the knowledge of the revealed scriptures is revealed. By studying books, that knowledge will not be revealed through realization in the heart. But by serving the Guru, by pleasing the Guru, in that spirit of Das Das Anudas, everything is revealed. We should pray that as the servants of the servants of Srila Prabhupada in our glorious Vaishnava Parampara, we could always be faithful, dependable in our action, in our lives, in our thoughts and in our words. To strictly follow the four regulative principles. To chant according to our vows. And to assist in this great mission. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed from the core of his heart here in Kumarahata, that the mercy of my Guru, personified by the earth of this place, is my only wealth. It is my life breath. It is my all in all. Let us pray that by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Ishwarapuri, that we may also aspire, following in his holy footsteps. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.